"That was not my gift," I began in German. Unfortunately, a man emerged from the congregation to translate. "That was not from me," I repeated, remembering the hundreds of readers of Kracht von Umhug whose anonymous gifts were represented in that bill. "It is from the believers in Holland to the believers in Romania. It is a token of oneness in the body of Christ." I watched the faces in the room as the man translated, and once again I saw that incredulous question, that dawning hope. We are not alone, then. We have brothers in other places. We have friends we never knew. When at last that long service broke, I approached the man who had spoken German and said that I would like to talk with him. It turned out that he was secretary for the entire denomination in Romania, but it was clear that he did not welcome my suggestion of private talks. He gave evasive answers and, as soon as he could, excused himself. Puzzled, I followed him out of the church. He was striding up the street as rapidly as he could, for he was a heavy-set fellow. "Perhaps it's talking to me in public that he's afraid of," I thought. And so I followed him, but at a discreet distance, until to my delight he turned in at a private house. "What a piece of luck," I thought. "Now I'll have a chance to talk to him with no one to see." I hung around for another 15 minutes until I was sure the street was empty, then went up to the door and knocked. I could feel eyes peering out at me. Then the door was thrown open quickly, and I was pulled inside the house. "What do you want?" said the secretary. I tried to cover my surprise at his brusqueness with a friendly smile. "I just wanted to talk with him some more, to ask if there were anything I could do for him." "Do? Well, Bibles, for instance. Do you have enough Romanian Bibles?" The secretary looked at me sharply. "You have Romanian Bibles with you? You brought them across the border?"
"I have Bibles, yes."
He paused a moment, then with decision,
"We need no Bibles, and you must never again, under any circumstances, come to my home or to the home of any believer in this way. I hope you understand that."
Was I mistaken? Or did I hear a cry for help through all this suspicion and brusqueness? "Well, could I see you in your office, then? Would that be safe?"
"It isn't a matter of safe. I didn't say that."
And then,
"But yes, if you come to our office tomorrow, I will see to it that the president is there for a brief talk with you."
The next day I walked into the headquarters of this denomination carrying 6 Bibles in my briefcase. The secretary was there looking as uncomfortable as ever. Big drops of perspiration had formed on his forehead. I could not get over the impression that he was in terror of something or someone. I was ushered into the office of the president.
"What can I do for you?" he asked in German.